Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason's with us, engineering today. I'm Vin Fennelli. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes, but not about the FDA.
I agree. Just as a little side note, Dr. Shealy, I was out in your neck of the woods last night, and my son and I were hauling some farm equipment. And we met this farmer, and he said the most interesting thing, that, you know, the radio station where you and I first met, the one that they gently removed you from and they less than gently removed me from, well, the afternoon guy got fired. Now, I never met the afternoon guy, and I don't even know his name, so this is all rumor. We'll just consider this allegedly a rumor that he allegedly got fired because he referred to Joe's assistant as a whore. Can you imagine that?
Well, a prostitute is still a prostitute.
Well, see, I think that's awful what he said. You know, if he's going to use language, he ought to get it right. And he should have used the word prostitute. Okay? A whore is just someone who, well, compromises one's principles, well, actually for personal gain. I guess he was right. And, you know, one who is promiscuous. When I was growing up, that person would be considered loose if it were a female. Okay, a whore would be, you know, just like a runaround, someone who, there was a roast, the Dean Martin roast, and Foster Brooks was roasting Lucille Ball, and he was picking on her, and he said, you know, Lucille, when they were in high school together, Foster Brooks and Lucille Ball, obviously they weren't in high school, he was making this whole thing up. And he said, he called her Luce, for Lucy. and he said, well, that's what the football team called her. So, you know, I think it's sad that he got fired for that, but I have a feeling he was absolutely accurate. Because according to the Internet Dictionary, it says a whore is a prostitute. Often a person who is considered sexually promiscuous, a person who is considered having gained personal gain for compromised principles. Well, that kind of sounds like what we've all read about chlamydia. And then if you go to what a prostitute is, there's some synonyms for prostitute, and that's like a canker, corrupt, debased, debauched, degraded, demoralized, depraved, subverted. Those would be verbs. A noun
sounds
would be
like the average politician.
Synonyms would be a call girl, a courtesan, a hooker, a hustler, a sex worker, a street walker, a tart or a whore. Can you imagine, you know, when Jackie Kennedy was the first lady, nobody said anything like that about Jackie Kennedy. And nobody said anything like that about Mrs. Trump. But this new regime that we have, the people have reached to the bottom to define them. And they deserve it. They deserve it. The Joe Biden inept, incompetent regime is just out of control, dangerous. But I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to share with you that they fired the afternoon guy allegedly for calling chlamydia a whore. Do you have anything that you wanted to share with us, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. As we talked or corresponded earlier about it, mm-hmm. I want to tell you my favorite story about your FDA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
In the mid-60s, there was a drug introduced called Camopapine. I was actually invited a couple of years later to be on a national advisory board to the FDA, 20 physicians. We unanimously replied to the FDA that we did not think it was an approvable drug. They approved it anyway. It has potential serious complications of paralysis and death. And that's my idea of your average FDA. They claim to be acting you, but if you don't agree with what they've already decided, they don't pay attention to you.
Now, this is an injectable, is that correct?
Yeah, into the disc space.
Yeah. And and is this spelled Chymopapain?
Absolutely. It's still on the market, and there are a number of lawsuits against it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone in the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Glass, you can look it up. You can look up the complications if you'd like. And there are plenty of them. I mean, from the mild ones like abdominal and stomach cramps and constipation and convulsions and seizures and uncontrolled urination or decreased urination, fast or irregular breathing. I mean, light ones, light complications like that, all the way up to the big complication where you just stop breathing.
And so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was used to, according to the Mayo Clinic, they say also this medicine may cause dangerous allergic reactions, especially in women. So if you want to look it up, class, Chymopapain, Chymopapine, and it's an injectable. So, yep. What else would you like to share with us, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'll open to discussing the current major dilemma of the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes?
Well, I don't know how to discuss it accurately because I don't think one can know a single unequivocal fact about it.
You're talking about all the things that are happening regarding the China genocide. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to find the link to it. Just give me a second, please. I found a link to a discussion on the internet about the China genocide and how. Well, before we do that, let me read this, and give me a chance to find that. This came in from one of our students, and it refers to you, Dr. Shealy. Thank you, Mr. Finelli, for last Monday's broadcast with Dr. Norm Shealy. The part where he mentions that an IQ of 50. One does not distinguish up from down, and you following it with, it takes an IQ of 70 to be continent, or something like that. I had to stop everything, and all of my body was just laughing long and hard. Thanks for thanks. I was just leaving the hospital, so with so-so news, and you both made my day, my week actually. The hospital news is better now. Please forgive my poor English, and my best regards to Mrs. Finelli and the family. Fred from Montreal. Said, P.S., Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist really sounds great. So, thank you for emailing me and Dr. Shealy, that kind note. I just want to share, you know, so there are those who pay attention, and you know, I just say things without, I just keep going sometimes, just to see if people are paying attention to the things we say. And, you know, the first time I mentioned chlamydia, I just mentioned it in almost in passing, and it caught on. So, Dr. Shealy, I have an image that you sent me about what archaeologists had discovered, and they believe it was the, if I can describe this, it looks like part of a skeleton. It's bones, and specifically the base of the spine, the pelvis, the hip sockets, and embedded right in the middle of the hip. It kind of looks like a skull, and so it's a human skull with human bones. It says remains of what archaeologists believe was the first politician. I think this is right. I think it's really right.
An apt description.
Yes.
The best of forensic pathology.
Yeah, so if you're wondering what we're talking about, it looks like there was the bones of someone who had his head stuck up his rectum, and then they found it. So it looks like it was probably accurate, the first politician. I'm looking for this description, but I guess I'll have to find it during the break. But in the meantime, Dr. Shealy, there's an organization called ANOM. Have you ever discussed that group of people, ANOM? They created this application for cell phones. Have you ever discussed that with others?
I have not.
Okay. Well, this will tie in. It's not specifically medical, but it looks like you can just type it in, ANOM. And it's kind of like a stylized spelling of Anom, which may be believed to be anonymous. And what this group did was it was an application for a cell phone. And it was quietly touted as secure end-to-end communications. So if you really wanted to have secure end-to-end communications, this was it, because it was encrypted. It wasn't something that most people would have access to. Most people wouldn't even know about it. You actually had to know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody to even learn about it, and it was a little even harder than that to get it. And it was expensive. So about $2,000 every 6 months to, you know, subscribe to this quiet, private, end-to-end encrypted communication. So we'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Chu is with us. And we're discussing something that we will tie together to medicine in just a couple minutes. So this group of individuals from America and Australia got together, and they built this device. And what it did was it took a smartphone, an Android smartphone, and applications were deleted. And so it was really stripped down. And it was really to provide end-to-end communications that were absolutely secure and allegedly free from being hacked. But the individuals in the United States who were involved in the manufacturing of this device were the FBI. And the individuals, and the individuals also who were involved were the Australian Federal Police. So now we have government organizations in the business of manufacturing and distributing devices that they say are for end-to-end private communications, which are encrypted, which actually use offshore servers for the housing of these messages. And actually, in the middle of all this is the government of Australia and the government of the United States servers to collect, store, forward, analyze the information and arrest people based on the messages that they send that they thought were absolutely private. So people were convinced into buying these devices, subscribing to a $2,000 every six, $2,000 for 6 months of service, which is really expensive for a cell phone, for just texting, right? That's what this thing did. So Let me just read what Wikipedia says about this. Quote, the Anom, A-N-O-O-M, devices consisted of a messaging app running on Android smartphones that have been specifically modified to disable normal functions, such as voice, telephony, email, location services, with the addition of a PIN, that's a personal identification entry screen. With the addition of a PIN entry screen, scrambling to randomize the layout of the numbers, the deletion of all information on the smartphone, on the phone if a specific PIN is entered, and the option for the automatic deletion of all information if used for a specific period of time. The app was opened by entering a specific calculation within the calculator app. So what would happen is you would have this smartphone, which really had very little functionality. You'd go into the calculator function. You'd enter a specific series of numbers, and then it would open your ability to send messages. So it really seemed like a clandestine private thing. But it really was sending whatever you wanted to send privately to the FBI and the Australian Federal Police. They were in the middle of it, and they arrested a whole bunch of people. So the whole point of that is exactly one of the things that Dr. Shealy's been saying. You can't believe anything. You can't trust the media. You can't. Am I saying this right? We don't know what to believe.
You just allowed me to create a new word for the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Immorality.
Yes. Well, you know, J. Edgar Hoover was immoral. I mean, we know that. But, Dr. Shealy, this, you know, when we look at this, we think, gosh, these guys are in the business of manufacturing electronics that are not what they appear to be. They lie about how they work. They misrepresent it. They charge an enormous amount for it. They lure people into using it. And then they arrest them. And this is the Australian Federal Police with the FBI. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is if a government or governments do that, what else would they do? Do you think maybe they would want to kill us with the China genocide? Do you think maybe we were involved in the China genocide? Do you think that's a far stretch that maybe we were funding the China genocide? So Dr. Shealy and I have been talking about this since the beginning of 18 months. And what we're going to tell you during this broadcast class is what we've already told you. But you know what? Dr. Shealy and this broadcast were absolutely positively right all along. And we're going to tell you more about that when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators arriving at the scene of a train derailment in a remote part of Montana on Saturday. They started arriving on Sunday, but their work will begin in earnest today. Jacob Cordero was among the passengers on the train.
I'm a pretty big guy, and it picked me up and threw me into the wall and then from that position into the other wall until I finally righted myself and was like, oh my goodness, we're derailing from this track right now.
Again, three people were killed and dozens injured in that derailment of the Amtrak passenger train known as the Empire Builder, not far from Joplin, Montana. At last check, five people were still hospitalized but were expected to survive. Team USA is celebrating a victory in the 43rd Ryder Cup that was played over the weekend. The American team combining for 19 points to claim the 27th American Ryder Cup victory. And this is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Project Dynamo was the name of the operation that rescued tens of thousands of Allied soldiers from Dunkirk in northern France during World War II. Today, Project Dynamo is a civilian-run and donor-funded organization that is committed to honoring the promise made to civilians in Afghanistan that aided Americans during the 20-year war. Jen Wilson is the Chief Operating Officer at Army Week Association and spearheading Project Dynamo. Ms. Wilson on Fox News is asking for help to get Americans still trapped in Afghanistan.
I really need someone in a position of power to allow us to start moving family members of Americans. So if there's anyone in a position of power that can help us fix that part, it would be an enormous help.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee and part of the Foreign Relations Committee has stepped up to help.
We absolutely are pressing Blinken. I will continue to do that. My staff worked through the nights, through weekends. It was an incredible feat. Before we exited Kabul, finally, we helped get loads of Americans out. And I really take my hat off to the work that my team did to work with the State Department to press them and help them. The State Department didn't have the capability on their own. We're going to continue to press them now. It's really a matter of competence, as you mentioned. We've got to press them to hold them accountable. You saw me question Secretary Blinken. There's a complete lack of accountability right now in this administration. We're going to continue to keep the pressure on. They know that we want to see results here, and I absolutely am empathetic with her request.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take when you go to DC for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Dr. Sheila's with us, and we're talking about the China genocide. And it's very interesting that what has made the news, and we've talked about this day one, 18 months ago, we said right here on USA Prepares that either the Chinese did this, or we did this, or we did it with the Chinese. And that we thought it was man-made, and we thought that There was a, you know, a lab, piece of lab equipment, and I used the word jar. What I really meant was a Florence flask test tube container, you know, and somebody dropped it and it broke. That would be the accident, and it got out, or it was intentionally distributed. Well, we've learned that it was intentionally distributed. So here is an article from Zero Hedge, and it's titled, Too Late. House passes amendment to defund Wuhan Lab, middleman outfit, EcoHealth Alliance. And this was Friday, September 24th, just a few days ago. The House passed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. The House passed an amendment to the National Defense, let me say this very clearly, the National Defense Authorization Act. Thursday, that will see all funding blocked to EcoHealth Alliance, the outfit that fueled U.S. money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function experiments that some scientists believe led to the COVID pandemic. If I'm translating this properly, this is saying that the American government took money from taxpayers, taxpayer dollars that you are forced at the muzzle of a gun or the threat of losing your property if you don't give the government the money they demand and the amount they demand and when they demand it. If you don't give it to them, they will come and take your property or arrest you or prosecute you for not paying your taxes. That money was funneled to EcoHealth as a middleman, EcoHealth Alliance, and they sent it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a laboratory run by the Chinese Communist Party. And it is likely, if not certainly, to be the origin of the COVID-19 genocide.
And apparently Fauci was somehow involved with that.
Absolutely correct. And then it was reported that the EcoHealth Alliance attempted to secure millions more in funding from the, now listen very carefully, Pentagon's scientific arm, known as DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, to genetically alter viruses, including bat coronaviruses, to make them more infectious to humans, and then to spray nanoparticles containing skin-penetrating SARS and COV spike proteins into the air just 18 months prior to the subsequent COVID outbreak and pandemic. So if I were to translate that, it would be that EcoHealth Alliance, the middleman between the United States and Wuhan Lab, EcoHealth got money from the Pentagon, and they were interested in getting more millions in funding from the Pentagon's scientific arm, DARPA, to genetically alter viruses, including bat coronaviruses, to make them more infectious to humans, and then to spray nanoparticles containing skin-penetrating SARS and COV spike proteins into the air. This is exactly what I said when I used the layman's term, the fog, F-O-G. Like, this was a fog in the air. These guys worked on spreading the virus, this deadly coronavirus, to make it more infectious. Our government was involved with the Communist Chinese Party's Wuhan Institute of Virology. So, when we said here at USA Prepares that either we did it, the Chinese did it, or we both did it, That was exactly correct 18 months ago, right here, right at USA Prepares. No one else said that. No one. And it makes me angry that our government is stealing money from us. You hear these people who don't pay their taxes? Frankly, it seems to me that nobody should be paying taxes anymore to support this regime who has been doing this to kill us. Dr. Shealy, any comments? And have I said anything that's quite not accurate, maybe?
No, you have only told the truth about how evil our government is. In my opinion, it has gradually deteriorated from something that was pretty good, and it began to go bad, as I predicted it would, when the government took over health medical care with Medicare. I predicted it in the early 60s, and it just gotten worse in the last 60 or 70 years.
Dr. Shealy, I have your book, and it's called Third Party Rape. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, class. If you wanna get the book, is it in print still, Dr. Shealy? Or
I think you could buy it on the internet. Yep.
Okay. So, class, if you're interested in seeing it, it's a very it's a concise book. It's called Third Party Rape, and the title may sound like something that you might not want to read, but I suggest that it's really a book about the insidious medical profession, how it went awry, and how the insurance industry wiggled its way in, and prices of medical, we'll call it care, has increased to the point where it's been out of control and unaffordable to so many of us here in America. Would you say that's a synopsis of what you're talking about?
That is a very nice synopsis. In other words, other than acute medical care, chronic medical care is dangerous to your life. Chronic.
Dr. Shealy, I read this article before, but what we're saying is DARPA, an organization within the Pentagon, has been involved in working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to make coronaviruses more infectious to humans. Why would they do that? It's against the Geneva Convention. They violated the Geneva Convention. It seems to me that everyone involved should be arrested, prosecuted.
For treason, really?
Yes. And where are our, I won't say peers, because I don't think we, USA Prepares, has peers, but our fellow broadcasters, where are they? Why are they not ringing this alarm? Why? Why are they not making sure everybody's aware of it? And why are there not protests? Why? And so what does DARPA stand for? It stands for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It was created in 1958 by President Dwight Eisenhower, the supreme commander of the Allied forces opposing the Axis forces in World War II. So Dwight David Eisenhower was the man who led the resistance, if you will, and our war effort, which would be the Allies, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and other countries against the Germans and the Japanese, and at one time the Italians, but they switched sides and they realized that they picked the wrong side and we were going to kill them. So they switched sides. So we have Dwight David Eisenhower starting this research group, and maybe it was with great intentions. But now this agency is involved in the instruments of death. And it is... So, here we have DARPA, and we have the FBI, and the Australian Federal Police, and these guys are taking our money, and they are researching and building products to use against us.
Well, Vance, the FBI was started with the Federal Bureau of Immorality. It was started by a guy who was at best a cross-dresser.
He was a homo.
I know. Well, or God knows what he was. He weren't normal.
Yeah, we're talking about class. In case you're wondering who we're talking about, we're talking about J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes.
That's who we're talking about.
A totally immoral individual.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning. So when it gets into government, I don't trust. I don't know any organization that I know enough about to call it honest and good. Not one. And I've felt that way most of my life, since age 16 at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shealy, when I was at the university back in the 70s, I was really confused. I actually thought that the American military would provide the soldiers in Vietnam with the best food, the best supplements, the best training, the best weapons, the best information, the best of everything, so that we could win this conflict. And it didn't. It didn't happen. They didn't get the best of everything. They didn't get the best training. They didn't get the best ammunition. They got rifles that jammed. We went over there with rifles and we're fighting in the jungle. and these original Stoner rifles, Eugene Stoner was the guy who developed the, we'll call it the AR-15 platform, that style. Those things jammed like crazy.
And they were great.
And
poison.
And we spray, yes, and we enlisted Dow Chemical to develop that poison, and we sprayed our own men. That's what we did. And then, to cover it all up, we blew up the Alfred Muir building, which had the records of Agent Orange.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so here's where we tie a little bit more of this together. There's an anonymous letter circulating the internet, and it's called, the original PDF document is called COVID-19, the Spartacus letter. Dr. Shealy, is it okay with you if we go and talk about that?
Oh yeah.
This is pretty scary stuff, but this letter delineates in a very concise form. It's pages long, but it's very concise. Exactly what we've been saying here at USA Prepares. Exactly. Exactly what Dr. Shealy's been saying. So I'll read this letter, and here's a little bit of language in the title that I don't normally use, but this is from Zero Hedge. I don't use this language, but I have to today. Quote, "Damn you to hell. You will not destroy America." End quote. So this is the letter that has gone viral. And here it is. Hello. My name is Spartacus, and I've had enough. We've been forced to watch America and the free world spin into inexorable decline due to a bio-warfare attack. We, along with countless others, have been victimized and gaslit by propaganda and psychological warfare operations being conducted by an unelected, unaccountable elite against the American people and our allies. Our mental and physical health have suffered immensely over the course of the past year and a half. We have felt the sting of isolation, lockdown, masking, quarantines, and other completely nonsensical acts of healthcare theater that have done absolutely nothing to protect the health and well-being of the public from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We are now watching the medical establishment inject literal poison into millions of our fellow Americans without so much as a fight. We have been told that we will be fired and denied our livelihoods if we refuse to vaccinate. This was the last straw. We have spent thousands of hours analyzing leaked footage from Wuhan, scientific papers from primary sources, as well as the paper trails left by the medical establishment. From what we have discovered would shock anyone to their core. First, we will summarize our findings and explain them in detail. References will be placed at the end. Any comments so far, Dr. Shealy?
Not at all. Are you going to make this available to people who want it?
I'll tell them how they can find it, yes.
Good.
Here's the summary, and these are bullet points. COVID-19 is a blood and blood vessel disease. Now you know what it is, class. It's a blood and blood vessel disease. SARS-CoV-2 infects the lining of human blood vessels, causing them to leak into the lungs. Current treatment protocols, for example, invasive ventilation, were actually harmful to patients, accelerating oxidative stress and causing ventilator-induced lung injuries. The continued use of ventilators in the absence of any proven medical benefit constitutes mass murder. Existing countermeasures are inadequate to slow the spread of what is an aerosolized and potentially wastewater-borne virus and constitute a form of medical theater. Various non-medical interventions have been suppressed by both the media and the medical establishment in favor of vaccines and expensive patented drugs. The authorities have denied the usefulness of natural immunity against COVID-19, despite the fact that natural immunity confers protection against all the virus's proteins and not just one. Vaccines will do more harm than good. The antigen that these vaccines are based on, SARS-CoV-2 spike, is a toxic protein. SARS-CoV-2 may have ADA, or antibody-dependent enhancement. Current antibodies may not neutralize future strains, but instead help them infect immune cells. Also, vaccinating during a pandemic with a leaky vaccine removes the evolutionary pressure for a virus to become less lethal. I'll continue more when we come back from the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Dr. Shealy, any comments before we go into the news?
Right on.
If this doesn't scare you, class, nothing will. If this doesn't scare you, you're not paying attention. This thing was man-made. It was designed to kill us. And this is a recap of 18 months of what Dr. Shealy and I and other instructors here at USA have been talking about. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.